Thank you for joining me for the East Valley News. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Today we are going to be focusing on the news of the past week from Santan and Queen Creek. So if you're ready, let's get going. Our first article is entitled, College Students Share Ideas for Chandler Park. This was posted in the Santan Sun News, June 17, 2025, and written by Ken Sane. The City of Chandler is welcoming suggestions from college students to improve its overall sustainability. Arizona State University's Project Cities is a university-community partnership that pairs students with the city to work on strategies for better environmental, economic, and social balance. A team of students last month gave a presentation to the city's Parks and Recreation Commission about its plan for Chuparosa Park. We were tasked with creating a couple design recommendations specifically for Chuparosa, but largely scalable for the City of Chandler, said Ken Kobashigawa, one of five ASU students who worked on the project. He said their goals were to increase community engagement, reinvest money in the park system to modernize it. Their suggestions were just that and not anything the city is immediately considering. However, parks officials may consider the ideas as they move forward with other parks that will undergo renovations. Those include Dr. A.J. Chandler and Tumbleweed. The city is also about to begin building Mesquite Groves Park, which will be 100 acres near Basha High School. This is not the first time the city has partnered with ASU's Project Cities. Chandler has partnered with Project Cities on several specific endeavors, including some that are not published, said John Sefton, the city's community services director. The students detailed SWOT, which stands for Strengths, Weaknesses, Opportunities, and Threats. For strengths, it cited the city making sustainability a priority and the fact Chuparosa has space for growth. For weaknesses, it said the park lacks biodiversity, is not visually appealing along Dobson Road, and has unused turf. For opportunities, it mentioned community engagement, embracing biodiversity and native pollinators, and the fact it is near Dobson Road. The threats identified were climate change, funding limitations, and low community engagement. The suggestions include beautifying the area next to Dobson Road and adding a pollinator pathway, which is a walking trail. It is pesticide-free and filled with native plants for birds and insects to pollinate. They also proposed adding Chuparosa Commons, which would be near the entrance of the park and Dobson Road. That would include an amphitheater and shaded space for gatherings. Near the playground, they proposed adding a learning landscape, an interactive space that highlights sustainable landscape management. Sefton said what he liked about the students' work is its scalability, meaning the city can take their ideas and use them in other parks as well. As part of their research, the students visited other Valley parks that have incorporated sustainability ideas into their design to see what is working and what is not. One of the parks was the Scottsdale Xeriscape Garden. They thought it had efficient water use and retention, adapted natural desert beauty into the design, and gave the community a third space, public spaces for informal gatherings. In Peoria, they learned about the effectiveness of turf reduction. From the greenhouse Montessori and Gilbert, they learned about play-based learning and interactive exhibits. Their final design suggestion for Chuparosa is to add 28% more walking, biking paths, and outside conservation areas, taking advantage of some of that extra space the 28-acre park has. They suggested working with neighbors on how best to use the amphitheater. End of story. Our next article is entitled Banner Ironwood in Queen Creek Hosts Kids Camp. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent June 20, 2025. No author is listed. Banner Ironwood Medical Center in Queen Creek recently played host to the 4th annual Camp Scrubs, introducing 12 local middle school students to the varied departments of a hospital. Throughout the 5-day camp, students from Combs Middle School in Santan Valley and others learned about wound care, orthopedics, medical imaging, surgery, labor, pharmacy, security, and met with the Banner Air Team, according to a press release. They also earned certifications in CPR and first aid, valuable life skills that could one day save lives. But for many, the camp meant more than knowledge. It sparked passion. One student, after an interactive session simulating an endoscopy, discovered a newfound interest in medical technology. Quote, she was amazed by the tools and procedures used in endoscopy and has already asked what education path she needs to follow to one day work in that field, end quote, stated Michelle Green, educator and Camp Scrubs co-director at Banner Ironwood in the release. Quote, these are exactly the moments we hope for, when curiosity turns into purpose, end quote. New to this year's program was a creative selection process. Each applicant submitted a short video explaining why they wanted to attend the camp. The videos revealed the genuine interest and excitement these young students have for the world of healthcare. The importance of providing these types of opportunities to students in our community can't be overstated, stated Rebecca Barraza, Senior Director and Chief Nursing Officer at Banner Ironwood Medical Center, in the release. When we open our doors to young minds, we're not just teaching them about healthcare, we're investing in the future of the profession and ultimately the future of our patients and communities. End of story. Our next story is entitled Teen Summer, Queen Creek Rolling Out Programs for the Summer Year-Round. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent June 22, 2025. Summer break is almost over, so naturally teens are going to try to pack in as much fun as they can before the school bell rings. In an effort to keep teens engaged and safe over the summer, the town of Queen Creek has been rolling out numerous activities, with the newly opened Recreation and Aquatic Center providing a boost. We've been able to start a lot of different types of teen programs and classes and events that have started to attract teens regularly, said Adam Robinson, Director of Parks and Recreation for the town. The opening of the Recreation and Aquatic Center just kind of amplified that even more, since now we have a specific teen room space with the Rec Center that's open every day. Helping the town develop programs is the pivotal advice and feedback it receives from the members of the Mayor's Teen Advisory Committee, which was formed in 2024. What adults think is cool is not necessarily what teens think is cool, said Town of Queen Creek Council member Don Oliphant, who also served as the Teen Committee's first council liaison. Even with children of her own, Oliphant said the quicksilver trends of teens have changed since her kids grew up. Teen input, the committee in creating new programs for teens was a long-held dream of Mayor Julia Wheatley, one that Oliphant said the mayor had been championing even before she was on the council. The advisory committee has been integral to all of the new teen programs that we've been putting on, Robinson said. In their regular meeting, they discuss the different types of programs and challenges and ways to get the word out. They are the key component to our overall teen program. Members of the Mayor's Teen Advisory Council just finished their inaugural year. A lot of stuff has come back to us asking, what are our opinions on it? Who would like it? Do we want to be in charge of it? Do we want to have more input from the adult perspective? So there's been a little bit of a kind of back and forth, said Tammy Spencer, chair of the committee, who just graduated from Perry High School. What could have been a daunting mission was made easier by leaders such as Oliphant and Christian Cervantes, a recreation coordinator for the town who handles the teen programs. Our hands were being held pretty much the entire way through, which really is nice, being able to show us what we needed to do when we needed to do it, said Charlie Gonzalez, vice chair of the committee, who just graduated from Benjamin Franklin Charter School. The teen committee has been integral in the launch of a drive-in movie program that is set to take place in the fall or winter. To get even more ideas from teens, the town held the Teen Tank in June, a week-long entrepreneurship camp where teens built a team, brainstormed a creative concept, and pitched their ideas for events to parks and recreation staff. Teen-friendly events. Over the past year, the town has launched the initiatives just for teens, with the first high-profile one being LINQ QC, that's LINK QC. Under the Link QC banner, teens have been able to take part in get-togethers involving music, dancing, video gaming, board games, and laser tag. The events were almost exclusively held at the Recreation Annex. Since the opening of the Recreation and Aquatic Center at Frontier Family Park in March, a number of Link QC events have been migrating to the center, where it has hosted volleyball, basketball, and pickleball tournaments. In the center's teen room, Link QC has held a Switch to Launch party, an eSports camp, and an escape room and Nerf battle are set up for later in July, Robinson said. The Link QC events and the center have been making inroads. The center logs an average of 36 teen visitors per day, with as many as 52 teens taking part in one evening event. Specific to the Link QC program, an average of 20 teens take part in each program, with total participation reaching a peak of 40 in one night. Over the past year, 214 teens participated in Link QC programs. Teens are probably the most difficult group to reach and activate. The mayor's teen advisory committee has been a huge boon to be able to truly reach into the local schools through their friends and peers, but we've also been very active with outreach events, Robinson said. Another hit with the teens is the aquatic center, where they can float around the lazy river or shoot down the water slides. The two middle slides time how fast you go down them. You see the teens going down again and again and again, trying to beat their scores, Robinson said. That part has probably been the most popular, that and the high dive. Spencer and Gonzalez, along with their fellow teen committee members, have acted as personal ambassadors to get their peers excited about the new activities and programs. I think a lot of kids are just looking for somewhere to go, something to do. I think it also puts parents at ease, Spencer said. There was a lot of, positive feedback when I would invite my friends to go to the teen activities during the week or even to come to some of our events. While the specifics of what activities attract teens may always fluctuate, Spencer and Garcia said there's one thing all teens like. It's free. Kids are always looking for something to do that's free, Spencer said, and options are always welcome. You can only go to Target so many times a week. Whenever me and my friends hang out, it's like, all right, what are we going to do tonight? Are we going to watch a movie at someone's house or go walk around the marketplace? Gonzalez said. It's nice just to have more options of somewhere you can go, because doing the same thing over and over again drives you crazy. Teen Center Information. It's open 3 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, and closed on Sundays. The Recreation and Aquatic Center is at 22343 East Ryan Road. End of story. You are listening to the East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today we are focusing on the news of the past week for Santan and Queen Creek. My name is Leslie Hunt. I'm your volunteer reader. Continuing on, our next article is entitled Crime Rate Actually Fell Last Year in Queen Creek. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune, June 21, 2025, and written by Paul Mariniak. A computer glitch resulted in data portraying Queen Creek as experiencing a crime rate increase last year when it actually fell from 2023. A June 8th Tribune story on data that Queen Creek Police provides the State Department of Public Safety not only showed the overall crime rate higher in 2024 than in 2023, but also indicated a steep rise in violent crime when the opposite was true. Queen Creek Police Public Information Officer Jennifer Lamas attributed the errors to a technical miscommunication between the two departments' computer systems, although the snafu was compounded by several errors by the Tribune in a chart that accompanied the story. That chart gave the wrong figures for the town's population and number of violent crimes. In reality, according to figures Queen Creek Police provided to DPS, the town's overall crime rate decreased by 3%, while violent crime decreased by 10%. For whatever reason, the law enforcement side and the public-facing side are not communicating right now, Lamas said, referring to the difference between a smaller slice of the crime data the general public can see and the greater detail the department provides the state. We obviously, on the back end, have let them know and are trying to see how to fix that, she said. The erroneous percentages stemmed largely from incorrect whole numbers. For example, there were a total of 1,351 reported offenses last year, only three more than were reported in 2023, while the DPS public figures had a bigger difference between the 2 years. The chart compounded the error by reporting far more violent crimes than actually occurred. The DPS site accurately reported that violent crimes in Queen Creek last year totaled 101, down from 105 in 2023. The raw data Queen Creek Police submitted to DPS and the FBI show the overall clearance rate, cases that end in arrest or are otherwise resolved, was 41.3% last year. Broken into three main categories, the clearance rates were 60.21% for crimes against persons, 26.7% for property crimes, and 68.75% for crimes against society. Crimes against society covered drug-related offenses and an assortment of others, including pornography. In all, QC Police made 1,009 arrests last year, a 61% increase from the previous year, the data also showed. That included 630 adults and 379 juveniles. The two biggest offenses ending in arrest were drunk driving, 222, and shoplifting, 212. Additional data provided by police showed 42% of these arrested for violent crimes were between 10 and 17 years old, while the second highest age category was 25 to 34, which accounted for 21% of arrests for violent crime. The ethnicity of those suspects comprised 63% white, 29% black or African American, and 6% Hispanic. For violent crimes last year in Queen Creek accounted for 82% of victims were white, and 13% were black or African American. The correct data from Queen Creek PD shows aggravated assaults rose from 84 in 2023 to 87 last year, a 4% increase. Of those that occurred last year, 65.52% were cleared. The Queen Creek data did confirm that the number of burglaries and motor vehicle thefts declined last year from 2023 by 41% and 29% respectively. The number of burglaries fell from 79 in 2023 to 47 last year, and vehicle thefts dropped from 45 to 32. Of the 271 fraud cases Queen Creek Police reported, a 3% decrease from a total 271 in 2023, 42% involved identity theft and 39% fell into a category labeled as, quote, false pretenses, swindle, confidence game, end quote. Last year, Queen Creek Police reported clearing 2.58% of fraud cases, end of story. Our next article is entitled Chandler-Gilbert Area Getting, quote, the Vibe, end quote. This was posted in the Santan Sun News June 5, 2025 and updated June 16, 2025, written by Ken Sain, managing editor. Angela Fazio said the motivation behind her new Vibe restaurant was to bring something fresh to the Chandler-Gilbert area. My husband and I have been together since 2001. We date every single night, she said. We like going out, and Chandler and Gilbert have nothing like this. If you want to go out, most people think of Scottsdale. We wanted to bring to the East Valley a special experience that you wouldn't have to drive so far. Vibe opened last month inside the Forum Complex on Stearman Drive in South Chandler. Angela and her husband Chuck converted their former office building into an entertainment complex. In addition to Vibe, there is the lounge, private karaoke suites, a patio, and space for private events. And that's not all. We have 35 private offices, which is shocking to most people, Angela said. Next to the lounge is a private tasting room called The Vault. Angela said she and her husband operate the largest brokerage in the world, closing about 6,000 homes out of the 21,000 square foot building, which housed 906 agents. She said they decided to go international in 2020. "We reimagined this building, which is why it has such versatility," Angela said. "You could literally come here four or five, six different times and have a totally different experience every time you come. That's our aim." Chef Dan Gutierrez said the most popular meal so far has been the blackened Chilean sea bass, which is $48. The second favorite in the early weeks has been the braised beef rib, which is $38. "The menu, we mix a little bit of everything," Gutierrez said. "It's hard to describe because we have American food that's not American. We try to combine burgers, sushi, Italian dishes, traditional dishes." Gutierrez said his grandmother in Italy made him work in the kitchen when he was 7. He said she always wanted to be a chef and told him when he grew up he should become a chef. "I wanted to be a doctor," Gutierrez said. "I wanted to be the best cardiologist on the entire planet." What changed his mind? "A guy in the bakery," he said. "The smell from the bread baking in the morning and when the bread came out from the oven and you see people line up to gather this bread. I started seeing people's faces when they enjoyed the bread, and that's the only thing this guy did. It was just bread. And he did it in his entire life. That's when I wanted to be a chef." He started following his dream but was told that until he got the proper education, he was just a cook. He wouldn't be a chef until he earned the proper certifications. The Fazios began converting the Forum from their real estate business into something new right when the COVID-19 pandemic hit. Angela said that crisis did wonders for their real estate business. That allowed them to take their time to figure out what works for the different spaces inside the Forum. They have been experimenting since, trying to find the right mix to appeal to people. So here's the information on the Vibe, VYBE. 2301 South Stearman Drive, Chandler. Phone number is 480-462-2890. And if you want to go online, theforumcomplex.com/vibe, VYBE. End of story. Our next story is entitled Queen Creek Chamber Hires New Employee. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent June 20th, 2025. No author is listed. There's a new face at the Queen Creek Chamber of Commerce. Caitlin Kelly will be working on community and corporate partners. Kelly has a background in program management, working at chambers of commerce to support the local business community. End of story. Our next article is entitled Choose Chandler Summer Pass, offered by City Again. This was posted in the SanTan Sun News, June 15th, 2025, by the City of Chandler. As temperatures soar in the valley, Chandler is offering a cool solution to summer boredom, and it's completely free. The 2025 Choose Chandler Summer Pass is back and inviting residents and visitors alike the opportunity to explore local businesses, enjoy indoor attractions, and earn fun prizes along the way. The Choose Chandler Summer Pass is a mobile exclusive program designed to encourage exploration of Chandler's, quote, cool, unquote, businesses. Specifically, shops offering cold or frozen treats or indoor attractions to beat the summer heat. Once signed up, participants will receive a digital pass via text and email, which they can use to check in at participating businesses and redeem exclusive offers. Each check-in and offer redemption earn 100 points, which can add up quickly to claim Chandler-themed prizes. Signing up for your free summer pass is easy. Head over to choosechandler.com to register and receive your digital pass. Participants can start visiting Chandler's indoor attractions and sweet spots to check in, redeem offerings, and watch your points accumulate. Participants can redeem their points for unique summer-themed rewards, including a Yeti teal can cooler, portable Bluetooth speaker, collectible such styles cooling towel, beach ball, and stickers. Each prize is available for redemption once per participant, and all prizes are conveniently shipped to your house. Businesses interested in being part of this program can still participate too. Contact our Visit Chandler office at visitchandler@chandleraz.gov to learn how to get involved. The Choose Chandler Summer Pass is a limited time program, so be sure to use all your accrued points before summer's over and the pass expires. Points don't carry over to future passes, and a new sign-up is required each year. For a limited time, you can receive 100 bonus points just for signing up. So, don't delay and start enjoying the cool summer perks available in Chandler. End of story. Thank you for joining me today for the East Valley News for Santan and Queen Creek. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Stay tuned for the Arizona Republic coming up next on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Did you know if you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org/broadcast info and audio/on demand. You can take Sun Sounds with you. You can get our stream and on demand on our new Sun Sounds of Arizona app for Apple and Android phones. And you can hear Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or smart home device.